Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over us, your devoted children, and keep us safe during these trying times. All of this, we ask in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. See, a while ago, some of y'all might remember that I did a sermon on forgiving others. That's what God told us to do. That's what Jesus wants us to do. It's very important that we have forgiveness in our hearts. But you know what else is important? It's being able to forgive ourselves. One of the greatest challenges to human nature is the issue of forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't something that everyone finds easy to do. And you need to know, it's something that has to be done. And sometimes it has to be done not only once, but more than once. A lot of times. In these trying times, you have to forgive yourself. When someone does something hurtful to us, we become the victims of their meanness, or at the very least, their thoughtlessness. How dare they have the nerve to do that to us? The audacity. But what about us? How can we forgive ourselves when we do something wrong that common sense should have told us not to do in the first place? I'm not talking about when we do something intentionally, but when it's something that's accidentally done. Sometimes the results don't always end on a good note when we do things. Sometimes the things that happen under our watch or from our advice when we give it to others causes unintentional pain, injury, or loss. Sometimes it happens, but it wasn't supposed to happen because it never happened before when we did the same thing. It just happens. Sometimes the worst part of these situations is the fact that the person that caused the confusion, they sometimes escape scot-free, but we're the ones that are left with the guilt. Sometimes nothing actually happens that's wrong, but we're left with the possibility in our minds that something could go wrong. We feel guilty because we have upped and moved into a place that I call the world of what if, which is not a place where we want to waste our time being in. It's a place where the imagination tells us something could go wrong and it would go wrong in the worst way. Unfortunately, that's nature being human. How we respond determines how smoothly these situations go. And when we're caught up in unnecessary guilt and the accompanying confusion, we just don't know what to do. I've also discovered that age doesn't always bring patience, peace, and a willingness to forgive. We're harder on ourselves because we want to do better and be better. But we have a lot of doubt lingering in our minds that's taking up residence in our heart and souls. And that prevents us from growing and being better. In my daily prayers to God regarding my wants and needs, yes, I have them regularly, I pray for wisdom and patience along with an increase in my understanding of situations so that I can forgive and be forgiven. See, there's a saying that God gave us two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. Unfortunately, how can we use that to forgive ourselves when we're fighting a battle in our hearts, minds, and souls where there is no spoken word, but more than enough room to be filled with doubt and confusion? In order to forgive, I believe that we have to do three things. We have to relax, relate, and release. We have to relax our mind and let our guard down. Whatever we believe that we've done is not that bad no matter what we did. Not everything is directed or intended in a harmful way. We just have to take it easy and breathe. Sometimes it isn't actually that bad. We have to relate to others. We have to place ourselves in the other person's shoes in order to understand, or at least try to understand, what may have caused us the grief that we're feeling. We have to ask ourselves questions such as, why did we say or do what we did? What made us say that in the first place? And finally, we have to release. Now, what do we have to release? We have to release that pent-up hostility from the toxic world that we unfortunately live in. The world where quick responses have become a part of our daily lives. Where sometimes courtesy just isn't so common anymore. You see, respect for people appears to be at an all-time low. And sometimes respect for ourselves is just as low. What we have to do is release that hostility from our hearts, minds, and souls and place it on the powerful shoulder of God, because he can handle it and a whole lot more. Amen? When we let the toxic nature of life and all our frustrations go, it frees up our souls in order to offer love to our brothers and sisters who need it, and especially ourselves. Now, isn't that something that you feel that we all need? Because I know we do. Sometimes things happen that are out of our control. Someone got into a car accident. Maybe a child or a pet ate something that they shouldn't have. Maybe our loved one has passed away and we couldn't do anything about it. Sometimes things happen that have nothing to do with us and we can't do anything about them. That doesn't mean that it doesn't affect us. It just means that we weren't responsible for it happened. Sometimes we take the blame in our hearts for things that are devastating. But is it really our fault? Did we give that person that we loved cancer or diabetes or a stroke? Were we driving the car on that fateful night in the rain that hit the person, our friend, our loved one? Did we crack the sidewalk that the baby rode their bikes across and fell down, causing them to hit their head? Did we cause whatever issue to occur that made our loved one's life the way it was or is? Do you understand where I'm coming from? Contrary to popular belief and our very own egos, We're not that powerful. And though we play a part in God's creation, you know what I mean. Though we play a part as one of God's creation, we're not that powerful. We're not that important that we can rock the world and make things happen like that. I wish we would. I really wish we would. And we could. If we start the day believing that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that Jesus came into the world to prepare us for a better life and a better place and a better future, that Jesus came into the world to teach us that we have to love our neighbors as ourselves, then we have a goal and there shouldn't be a problem. In Matthew 18:21, Peter asked Jesus, "How many times must I forgive my brother? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered by saying that we're to forgive 70 times 7. The point is not that we forgive that person up to 490 times. And then on the 491st time, all bets are off and we can retaliate whatever way we want to. It's that we have to be willing to forgive as many times as a person needs to be forgiven. And the same applies to us. We have to forgive ourselves as often as we need to because we're sinners. We're human. And we're going to continue to make mistakes. And not all of them are intentional. We need to learn from them and move on. Whenever we sin and we go to God with sincerity in our hearts, with repentance, we expect God to forgive us, don't we? Unfortunately, it's very different for us, when we've made a mistake or believe that we did. We often have the hardest time letting go and forgiving ourselves for even the smallest things. The easiest thing for us to do is to just stay angry because it takes so much more energy to forgive and let it go. But in actuality, it doesn't. You just have to let it go. It's not that hard if we try. Specifically, if you try. Unfortunately, keeping it bottled up will make us become the embodiment of the bitter emotion that comes along with being unforgiven. Taking responsibility for your thoughts, feelings, words, deeds, and the way that you behave doesn't mean beating yourself up for what you said or what you did. You have to face whatever happened in your life, and you have to accept responsibility for it. As humans, we can forgive others sometimes so much easier than we can forgive ourselves. But forgiving ourselves starts off with taking responsibility for ourselves, for our choices, what we can control, what we can't, what we did, what we didn't do. We have to accept the fact that not everything is our fault. Amen? Forgiving ourselves can be very hard at times, especially when others are affected by things that we've done. We have to seek forgiveness from those we believe that we're wrong. We have to try to put it right, if it's possible. Because sometimes it's never too late, even when we think it is. God is the one who enables this reconciliation. Living in shame and feeling guilt about the past will not fix a broken relationship with him or with them. It will not clear our conscience or remove the harm that you may or may not have done. You have to learn to not beat yourself up for your mistakes, but accept them as a learning experience, a stepping stone, and an opportunity for growth. We have to believe that in times of sickness, or in the worst case, times of death, that they are in a better place, that they are no longer in pain. I can't reiterate that enough. We wish they were here with us, but they're not. Amen. The Apostle Paul set a perfect example of forgiving himself. He had been one of the violent persecutors of Christians, and that's to say the very least. But instead of living in the shadow of shame, embarrassment, and especially the regret over what he had done in the past, he went about doing what God wanted him to do. And that was to spread the gospel across the face of the earth. I wanted you to listen to this piece of scripture that Paul wrote in the first chapter of 1 Timothy, beginning at the 15th verse, ending at the 17th. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. You hear him. I am the worst. He didn't have any aspersions that, oh, there are people worse than me. I am the worst. But for that very reason, I will show mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. See, Paul had the most issues that needed to be forgiven, because he was the worst of them in his own words. Both by God, the Christian world, and especially in himself. He found the strength to forgive himself for his issues and preach the greatness of Jesus across God's green earth. Now, if he can do that based upon his past, then why can't we do it? My brothers and sisters, forgiving yourself doesn't mean forgetting what you did. It doesn't wipe the slate clean. What it does mean is trying to not make that mistake again. You don't have to be better than anybody else. What you have to do is strive to be better than you were yesterday and the day before that. Amen? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.